The Quarto Group presents Witchcraft, a Handbook of Magic, Spells, and Potions. Compiled by Anastasia Greywolf. Read by Tanya Eby. I conjure thee, O book, to be useful and profitable unto all who shall have recourse to thee for the success of their affairs. I conjure thee anew to be serviceable unto all those who shall read thee. I conjure and command you, O spirits, all and so many as ye I, to accept this book with good grace, so that whensoever we may read it, the same being approved and recognized, as in proper form and valid, you shall appear immediately when the conjuration is made, to execute without dallying all that is written and enumerated in its proper place in the said book. You shall obey, serve, instruct, impart, and perform all in your power for the benefit of those who command you, and the whole without illusion. Introduction. How to use witchcraft. Welcome to the world of witchery. The powerful words inside this tome will allow you to effect great change through potions, spells, charms, magic rituals, and incantations. Use them to keep yourself safe, counteract evil, heal disease, find true love, charm animals, obtain great fortune, call upon a storm, speak to the dead, and much more. All through the power of witchcraft and magic. Time-honored knowledge about the powerful forces that guide our planet comes from all corners of it. So this grimoire combines guidance from many different cultures and religions. Not only does this facilitate you going beyond the realms of traditional American or even European witchery, it allows you to consult the spellbooks of the cultures best equipped to administer magic in that area. For instance, while any practitioner of witchcraft would agree that there's no better revenge spell than one from an Italian witch's coven, spells about nature and animals are better handled by a soothing Native American shaman's chant. And while just about every culture has a spell or potion to cure a cough, if you're trying to cure drunkenness, it's best to consult the ancient Gaelic mystics before any others. They recommend procuring an egg from an owl or stork for the drinker's cup. In the succeeding pages, no differentiation is made between the magic known as black and white, because what might be considered evil or revengeful in one circumstance might be benevolent in another, especially when viewed through the lens of partisan experience. However, spells have been separated roughly by purpose into the chapters you find herein.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?